meeting and their decision to approve the building of the 26 to 30 cabins by White Oak Ventures. We request that the board send this matter back to the Planning Commission for reconsideration of this project in light of the following issues. So, I gave you all some pictures. I believe that you all have copies of that, but I just want to make sure that you have that. So, we are concerned about the burden to personal safety. The continued growth at Big Cedar Lodge in the Cedar Cove area is increasing the burden on neighbors and their personal safety. First, the current traffic in and around the uncontrolled entrance exit on Devil's Pool Road to the Big Cedar Lodge is unsafe. The roundabout entrance exit at Highway 65 and Highway 86 does not divert or reroute enough of the Big Cedar Lodge traffic from the uncontrolled entrance exit. The proposed cabin expansion will undoubtedly add to this current unsafe intersection. We would like to know if there are any plans to add any traffic controls, turn lanes, and/or street lighting to this highway entrance exit. Second, not only is the traffic growth in and around the Big Cedar Lodge a concern, the proposed cabin expansion will undoubtedly increase the traffic between and among the Big Cedar Lodge and other Johnny Morris holdings and properties like the Shooting Range and Long Creek Resort Marina, just to name a few. Again, Highway 86 is currently experiencing dangerous blind spots, limited street lighting, and a driving public that is increasingly unaware of the roads. With construction of more cabins and the upcoming Highway 86 construction, delivery and construction vehicles will add to the already unsafe traffic conditions. It is common sense that Highway 86 was neither designed nor intended to carry the volume and the types of traffic that it is currently experiencing, let alone the addition with the expansion proposed. Are there any plans to study the traffic conditions to improve the traffic controls, speed limits, lighting, etc. along Highway 86 corridor? Third, not only is the road traffic a concern, so is the water traffic in Cedar Cove. With more cabins come more boaters, and the cove is currently experiencing the impact of more boaters in a relatively small area, many of them renting a boat for the first time from Big Cedar Lodge with little experience in boating. The boating activity has resulted in observed speeding in the no-wake zone, not applying safety rules for their own passengers, and not applying safety to motorboats, fishermen, kayakers, swimmers in the cove. Are there any plans to address the water traffic issues? And then burden to property safety. The pictures that I showed here are of unattended fire ash pits that are used when they are emptying out the cabins and turning them around for the next person. And they are, like I say, they're unattended. They're falling apart. They are singeing trees. There is brush that's right up against it. But I'm going to continue here with, I got off on a tangent there. Sorry about that. The continued growth at Big Cedar Lodge, including the proposed expansion of cabins, is increasing the burden on its neighbors' property safety. There is currently a fire hazard concern from the open ash pits at the resort. More cabins, assuming they will include fireplaces and or barbecue pits, mean more fires and ashes. The risk of a fire is inherently increased as the number of vacationers are using these types of facilities, and even more risky as the number of ash pits are increased or become larger. Or improperly tended to in windy conditions, or hurriedly cleaned up and turned over each unit. Again, what protections need to be made or improved to contain these increased risks? We're also concerned about the burden on the natural environment. The continued growth at Big Cedar Lodge of the Cedar Cove Lake area is also creating a greater burden on the surrounding natural environment. There is a limited buffer between the Big Cedar Lodge vacationers and its built infrastructure and the local residents sharing the cove area. There is little opportunity to mitigate or dampen the environmental impact of more density from the proposed cabin expansion. The proposed expansion will place more burden on the natural environment by, one, increasing trash and litter on and around the roadways, two, increasing trash or litter in lake and on the shore, three, increasing lake water pollution, four, increasing noise pollution from lodge cabin users, five, increasing noise from the marina, six, increasing noise from the boat traffic, seven, increasing noise and traffic on the roads, eight, increasing noise from the construction of 26 to 30 cabins, and nine, increasing light pollution from the lodge cabin and big cabin vehicles. Pretty soon, we will not have a natural low-density environment. We will have a town with roads, housing, and people, and no nature. In addition, the current cabins do not blend into the natural environment with their silver roofs. Simply put, Big Cedar Lodge wants to outgrow their space and overburden the neighboring properties and public infrastructure. I also put in your packet a map which shows this is my house here, and this is where the fire ash pits are. So if that fire gets out of control and comes up my hill and burns me down, I'm not going to be happy. Do you have any questions for me? Okay. All right. I'm going to go back. There's a little bit more here. So I'm going to back up here a little bit. The Taney County Planning Commission and Planning Department staff varied from state and local rules and regulations in place to ensure a fair proceeding and allow interested parties to be heard. The planning staff and commission communicated the procedures that would be followed in a phone conversation with appellants on December 11, 2020, in writing through the posted agenda at the hearing room and from the dais immediately prior to the start of the session. The appellants relied on these communications and have been aggrieved by the failure to follow these stated procedures. At no time prior to the White Oaks Fincher hearing was there any announced change to the order on the agenda to the public hearing schedule. The appellants did not have the opportunity to be heard prior to the decision of the Commission on the White Oaks Fincher request for expansion at December 14, 2020 hearing. Summary of events. On December 11, 2020, Megan McGuire, neighboring landowner, and I contacted the Taney County Planning and Zoning Department regarding the meeting procedures for December 14, 2020. The public hearing notice and a specific request from White Oak Ventures to expand Big Cedar Lodge Thunderhead Cottages by adding 26 to 30 cabins. We requested to speak with Scott Sterrett on that date, but were told he was out of the office doing field work. We were told by the department staff person that we would need to be at the courthouse about 15 minutes early so that whoever was speaking could be signed in to speak. In addition, we were also told by the department staff person that this case was last on the agenda, number 10 of 10 public hearings, and would likely be heard no earlier than 9 to 10 p.m. due to the number of public hearings, and that since social distancing would be necessary, that we could wait in our car. I, along with my husband, Tim Bird, and Megan McGuire, arrived at the courthouse at 5:45, and I stood in line in a packed hearing room where no one was social distancing. The speaker on the dais made the announcement that the hearings would take place in the order in which they were assigned and were posted on the wall in the room. The speaker from the dais requested that the persons currently in the hearing room needed to move to the hallway and await the hearing where they were interested in to be called up. I proceeded to check in with the court representative so that I, Darlene Bird, would be able to speak at this hearing. The secretary again told me that it would be late, most likely 10 p.m. before it would be my time to speak. The three of us moved to the hall outside of the hearing room, which was also crowded with people milling about. We decided to take refuge in the car to properly social distance. We came back inside the courthouse about 7 p.m. to see how the meeting was moving along. We had heard from some of the other people in the hallway that the White Oaks Venture public hearing had already taken place. Again, I went to check the agenda taped just outside the doorway, which had remained unchanged. As soon as some of the people came out of the hearing room, I went in and was told by the department staff person at the check-in desk that indeed the subject public hearing had been moved forward out of convenience requested by the attorney and representatives of White Oak Ventures. The department staff person at the check-in desk stated that they had complained about having to wait 3.5 hours at the previous meeting before the commission and did not want to wait again for their turn at the end of the current agenda. We are requesting a remedy on this. We request that the White Oaks Venture decision be set aside and the hearing be reopened to allow the appellants the opportunity to be heard. In addition, the appellants request a return of the application fee of $125 and the $82.50 for the postage and the newspaper article for this appeal. This appeal should never have been required. Presented with the request of the White Oaks Venture representatives, the commission had a choice to simply proceed with the posted agenda and communicated schedule over the request for convenience by the White Oaks Venture representatives. A scheduling change for a public hearing of this nature is a big deal and should have been arranged in advance prior to the posting of the agenda. This is particularly important in light of the need to take up special hearing room attendance precautions for the protection of all attendees due to the risk of the contagious spread of the COVID-19 virus. The actions that occurred on December 14, 2020 jeopardize the confidence the public has in their governing bodies and presents an appearance of impropriety and favoritism, a property right interest of one party over another.
I'm going to ask you a quick question. I don't know if I understood that correctly. Did you say that you and the opposing party didn't have an opportunity to speak?
That's correct.
But are you saying that's because you left the building?
That's correct. And I also said that we were told that that was what we could do.
So, I mean,
but on the phone.
Yeah, but I mean, that's nobody knows how long each thing's going to last. I mean, whether
they moved it. They moved it. It was set to be number 10.
Were you given the option to hang out here?
There was a lot of people that were
I'm just trying to get clarity, so I'm trying to understand
I understand, but there was a ton of people out there. So there was not a good way to social distance. So that.